you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Sister Zinat Kazemi, a book lover from Canada.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم and welcome to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio and this is your host Sister Zinat. First of all, I would like to congratulate everyone on the birthday anniversary of a prophet, Isa, that is also called as Prophet Jesus. And today, I will be reading a book which is called as Jesus as the Word of God, written by Professor Mohammad Ligenhausen. Oh yes, he has actually written a lot of books and they are wonderful. So I would encourage everyone to listen to this because I'm going to give an introduction and speak about Jesus. In the Quran, Jesus, peace be with him, is the Word of God. Angels called out to Zachariah by saying this is from the Holy Quran, which says, Allah gives you the good news of John as a confirmer of a word from God, eminent and chaste, a prophet among the righteous. This was the ayat of the Holy Quran. So, a few verses later comes the Islamic Annunciation when the angel said, this is again, I'm reading the ayat of the Holy Quran, which says about, O Mary, Allah gives you the good news of a word from him, whose name is Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, distinguished in the world and the hereafter, and one of those brought near to Allah. He will speak to people in the cradle and in adulthood, and will be one of the righteous. She said, My Lord, how shall I have a child, seeing that no man has ever touched me? He said, So it is that Allah creates whatever he wishes. When he decides on a matter, he just says, Be, and it is. And he will teach him the book and wisdom, the Torah and the Injil. So this is actually, we have to understand, Mary, that is Maryam, is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. There are many Christian brothers and sisters who are unaware of this thing. And the importance of Prophet Jesus in the life of Islam and the Muslims. The Christians are admonished against the deification of Jesus in another verses. Now, in the verses of our Holy Quran, it says the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was only an apostle of Allah, and his words that he cast towards Mary and a spirit from him. You know, Jesus is also called as Chol al-Haq, a saying of the truth. Well, al-Haq means the truth. So we have to understand there is a difference between Christianity and Islam. The difference between Christianity and Islam is that in Islam, Muslims believe Jesus as prophet of God, and in Christianity, they believe in Son of God. That in the Holy Quran, we should even know that there's an entire chapter related to Holy Mary. Now, the ayat of the Quran, it says, That is Jesus, son of Mary, a saying of the truth, concerning whom they are in doubt. Okay, before we go there, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back talking about a great person called as Imran.
From east to west, the light of his word does shine, for it issues from the central pole. Central pole divine, which is neither to the east nor the west confined, and yet both east and west in its light unite.
Hello and welcome back to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with your host, Sister Zinat. So I was actually reading the book, Jesus as the Word of Allah, which was written by Professor Mohammad Ligenhausen. And it's a book on Prophet Jesus, that is Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, in which it speaks about, it is actually even talk about like, if you go in detail in that book, this text explains why Jesus, peace be upon him, is named Word of Allah. It also goes to explain the notions of people of the books and the Gospels, that is Injil. So if you just read this 20 pages book, it is beautifully written. It even explains about Allama Tabatabahi, and he explains about the detail about why is he called as the Word of God in the full kind of explanation, because the full interpretation is done. In 1, 2, 3, the explanation that was given, he actually denies it. In the fourth one, he accepted. Why he does, you have to go out and read the book for that. But in this, there are many beautiful things that we can study. And verily, I would like to start speaking a little bit more so that you will get more interest in the book. And so let me talk about a few more things. It says, verily, Allah revealed to Imran, I will grant you a boy blessed who will cure the blind and the leper and who will raise the dead by my permission. And I will set him as an apostle to the children, children of Israel. So these are few of the words which comes from the verb. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Prophets all came to show people the way, to bring peace everywhere, to take evil away. Prophets all came. Prophets all came.
Everyone, and welcome back to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with your host, Sister Zina. So I'm going to read to you the page 16 from the book, and you can get the interest, where the heading says, The Good News and the Kingdom in the Quran. If we are to understand the Gospel of Jesus from the perspective opened by the Holy Quran, there are several principles that can be used. First, the Gospel is the good news brought by Jesus. Second, the content of this good news is concerned with the Kingdom of God. These two principles can be derived from an examination of how the term Gospel was understood by the earliest Christians and continue to be understood by many Christians in the succeeding centuries, even if they were later elaborations that added the doctrine of redemption. Third, the Quran was to reaffirm the basic message of the early revelations. Hence, in order to understand the perspective taken in the Quran, we should examine how the Quran deals with the issue of God's kingdom and the good news of it. So when the ayat of the Holy Quran, it says, the true kingdom on that day will belong to the beneficent. So what does it really mean? It means that so the true kingdom will be realized or made manifest in the end of the world, where we find a common ambiguity in gospel teaching. So now when you go through the entire explanation and read this exciting book that you can even find on the website, you will be thrilled how beautifully it was written by this professor. Until then, thank you so much for staying tuned with us. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hey, Baba Rekord.